sea coast. Is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Hello, England.
After the arrival of RNI, the British government tried to stop the transmissions by jamming them.
International apologizes to you, our listeners, for the interference heard on our transmission. This illegal jamming is directed from the Labour government and organized by the post office. This action is meant to discourage us from providing you with our normal service. However, RNI shall make every effort to continue programs as usual. This is Radio North Sea International.
The transmitter on 186 stopped and the frequency was changed. Full power test started on the 10th of April on 190 metres.
This is Radio North Sea International coming your way on 190 metres in the medium wave band. And if you're picking us up nice and clearly on 190 metres, why not drop us a reception report, but don't send it to Zurich. Send it to FRA 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh in Essex. That's 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh, spelled R-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H, Rayleigh in Essex. And if you didn't get that address, I'll repeat it again after the next record, which comes from the band Sound 30 this week.
More powerful jamming started again, and RNI stopped broadcasting. On the 1st of May, a test was made on 217 metres.
That's Rick and Jenny Jackson, who was so far away on their first test transmission from Radio North Sea International on 217 metres, medium wave band.
On the 13th of May, test broadcasting began on 244 metres, very near to Radio 1.
This is Radio North Sea International, currently on test broadcasting on the medium wave band 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles. RNI, test broadcasting.
Programs were regular and the jamming reappeared, but RNI still continued.
The following is a statement issued by the directors of Radio North Sea International. Radio North Sea moved to the frequency of 1230 kilocycles, 244 metres, because this frequency does not cause any interference to emergency broadcasts or legally authorised stations. However, the British government has accused us of interfering with other stations, although no proof can be found of this, and certainly no complaint has been received by our offices in Zurich. We would remind the British government that all frequency infringement allegations must be investigated by the Inter-Telecommunications Union in Geneva. This is the body that controls all European frequencies and prevents nations having to handle complaints with other nations personally. This would have been the legal method of investigating the alleged interference rather than the chosen illegal method of jamming Radio North Sea, the cost of which the British taxpayer has to provide. No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war. Radio North Sea trusts that the legal right we have to broadcast without interference to you will soon be restored. RNI intends to remain on the air. RNI
Music. On the 13th of June, Ronan O'Reilly took over the station for 2 weeks and Radio Caroline International was back.
This is Carl Mitchell welcoming you to the new sound of Radio Caroline International. This is Andy Archer. The unbelievable has happened. This is the return of Radio Caroline International.
Listeners were asked to demonstrate in Hyde Park.
In the Caroline Countdown sound at number 16 this week.
The price for free radio.
A commercial radio rally will be held tomorrow, that's Sunday, June 14th, at London Speaker's Corner, Hyde Park, followed by a march to number 10 Downing Street in protest of the international jamming of Radio Caroline. The more people that turn up, the better. So telephone your friends and get them to go along too. And ask them if perhaps they'd be prepared to hand out leaflets, which will be available to them at the rally. That's a rally in the cause of freedom. And that's tomorrow at 3 p.m.
During the elections, R&I helped the Conservative Party in order to get free radio back.
Good morning, the world is bright and new. It's night, like you're always right with
me. We'll be back with Thursday to bring you a Caroline Newsweek newscast. This is your chance to fight for free radio. Your weapon, the vote. National Opinion Polls has just completed a nationwide survey to find out what proportion of the British adult population is in favor of free radio. This survey shows that throughout the country, 69% of the people are in favor of allowing free radio stations to continue. Radio Caroline now asks you, before you vote in Thursday's elections, to make sure you know whether or not your candidate is representing your wishes. Vote for free radio on Thursday. Your weapon is the vote.
The influence of R&I is unknown, but the Labour Party lost the election campaign.
The Conservatives already have a 1% lead, and from what I understand, the lead is becoming stronger every minute, so it's nice to know you're all going out there and doing your thing, the right thing to do.
Message for Harold.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson?
Thursday's general election mean to you? There are 5.5 million people between the ages of 18 and 25. Vote for the party that believes in your individual freedom. The party that believes in free broadcasting. The party that believes in free enterprise. The party that can sustain your rights as a human being. The Conservative Party believes in these things.
This is Radio Caroline International, broadcasting on 244 metres, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band. You can also hear us on VHF, channel 43 or 100 megacycles. On the air from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. normally, present time on the air for 24 hours a day, this is your all-day music station, Radio Caroline International. At the sound of the bell, Bulova watch time will be precisely 8 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Next on Caroline, the news at 8 o'clock, read by Mark Wesley.
And the news of the day and of the year, Conservatives' victory over Labour of 30-odd seats. Edward Heath needs now only the official appointment by the Queen and Harold Wilson's declaration of defeat to begin his role as Prime Minister of a Conservative government. News in 1 hour's time. This has been Mark Wesley reporting Radio Caroline News. Back to Alan Wynne.
This is Radio Caroline International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes and 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east, on 244 metres, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM channel 43, 100 megacycles. Mailing address of Radio Caroline is PO Box 113, Zurich 804 in Switzerland. On the air 24 hours a day, Europe's only all-day music station, this is Radio Caroline International.
She is so fine.
Even though the jamming continued, RNI was still broadcasting. The transmissions went out under the old name, but not for long, because on the 4th of July, Alan West gave the announcement about the closing down of the station.
Bangor has been explained. Well, as you probably already have, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Radio North Sea International re-floats off again and will no longer be broadcasting to England, which seems rather a shame. Although I do believe, as we're going to Africa, it is possible to listen to Radio North Sea in Africa after about 8:30 at night. So maybe you'll still be able to listen to us. Most definitely you'll be able to listen to us. If you listen on short wave, we will obviously be still broadcasting on the 31-meter band and on the 49-meter band also.